This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As a candidate, President Obama proposed linking teacher pay to student performance. Now, his administration is moving aggressively to make it happen. Last week, Education Secretary Arne Duncan challenged the National Education Association, the nation's largest teachers union, to drop its opposition to merit pay. As more and more Democrats line up behind the idea, teachers may have no choice. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan stood before the National Education Association last week and listed some of the proposals the Obama administration intends to use to shake up public education, giving entrepreneurs a shot at creating innovative programs, funding more charter schools, expanding school choice, and attracting more talented people to the teaching profession. And the NEA has to do its part, Duncan said. It's not enough for teachers to defend their job security, tenure, or compensation.
I came here today to challenge you to think differently about the role of unions in public education, because when thousands of schools are chronically failing and millions of children are dropping out each year, we have to do something differently.
The NEA can start, Duncan said, by endorsing pay for performance, the idea the teacher should be rewarded based on their students' performance and test scores. Some teachers in the audience, though, weren't buying it.
Quite frankly, merit pay is union busting, and it's an attempt to divide and conquer that the NEA will not accept.
No way, said Tanya Kapner, a special education teacher.
We need to make sure that we do not have our pay tied to a test score.
That's the core issue that inevitably draws the ire of teachers, having their pay tied to their students' performance. What about teachers who work with learning disabled students or kids who don't know English, asked Scott Miller, an English teacher from Hawthorne, California.
Secretary Duncan, how can anyone possibly suggest that my family's paycheck or my performance evaluation be based on their test scores?
Test scores alone should never drive teacher evaluation, Duncan responded.
But to remove student achievement entirely from evaluation, I think is illogical and indefensible.
The crowd grew quiet, except for a few boos, which Duncan used to lighten the moment.
You can boo, just don't throw any shoes, please. You're welcome to boo.
Duncan reminded the audience that performance pay also rewards teachers for mentoring, for teaching in high-poverty schools, and taking tough assignments. But his parting message to the NEA was blunt. President Obama has put pay for performance at the top of his education agenda, and the Department of Education has already set aside at least $200 million in grant money to develop pay for performance plans. 132 school districts have applied. Duncan's not so subtle suggestion was that opposing merit pay is akin to defending the status quo.
Well, I can tell you right now that we are not satisfied with the status quo. We want to shake things up.
NEA President Dennis Van Roekel.
There are some things that we readily agree on performance pay, but it has to be bargained and negotiated at the local level. It just can't be imposed from the outside.
I disagree.
That's Congressman George Miller, a Democrat from California, and the powerful chairman of the House Education and Labor Committee. Like most Democrats, Miller is a union ally until the merit pay issue comes up. 2 years ago, the NEA's California affiliates helped kill Miller's plan to insert a pay-for-performance plan into federal education law.
They actively opposed it, opposed me personally, but I think they now understand this is a direction that the country must go in. There has to be a linkage of the performance of students and the teachers so that we can see what's taking place in the schools.
The NEA leadership is having to change its position on pay for performance because in places where it exists, Miller says it's been good for kids and teachers have embraced the idea. But most of all, says Miller, the NEA will come around because the President of the United States and both parties in Congress are behind it. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.